Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster. Today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. As we do, time for me to have it. My first chat in 2022. I ended 2022 with this gentleman, and now we're going to have our first chat with him, and that is writer Dean Weingarten. How do you do, sir?
I am doing very well. It's a good start to the new year.
So, you've been busy? And
well,
that's just what I can see.
Up.
Just what I can see. So let's kick off with this. Let's kick off with the Nevada story, where the court has found the ghost gun law unconstitutionally vague.
Yeah. Now, this is the state of Nevada. This isn't a federal law.
Right.
This is where the new blue majority in Nevada decided to go all out, and they passed a law making homemade guns illegal, essentially. And it's not a very smart law, and it uses terms like major manufacturing and or major machining and unfinished receiver. And the question is, what is an unfinished receiver? What's major machining? Now, part of the dynamic that happened here is polymer 80 is one of the large manufacturers of 80% receivers in the United States, and it's located in Nevada. And they filed a lawsuit challenging the law, which was AB 286. It was passed as Bill AB 286, I believe, on June 7th. And on June 22nd, Polymer 80 filed the lawsuit. So a couple of weeks to make sure they had all their I's dotted and T's crossed. And they went to court and ask for a motion of summary judgment. Now, this has become pretty standard in the cases I'm looking at in court with competent lawyers, and both the state of Nevada and Polymer 80 filed motions for summary judgment. And a motion for summary judgment says, look, the facts in this case are so clear-cut, they're not disputed, so the judge can see what happens. And it's so obvious, the judge should just rule on it right now. We don't need a trial. We don't need any more evidence. We don't need any of that because it's clear-cut and obvious. And as I said, most of the times I see both sides saying the same thing and asking for a diametrically opposite result. And in this case, the judge looked at it and said, yeah, Polymer 80, you're right. This bill doesn't pass muster on the basics, and I'm going to strike it down right now. And he said, what is an unfinished receiver? I can't figure it out. What does major machining? Here, I'll read you from the opinion. It's pretty good. The definition does not tell anyone when during the manufacturing process, a blank, casting, or machine body, whatever those terms mean, has gone through the, quote, major machining operations, whatever those are, to turn that blank, casting, or machine body into a frame or lower receiver of a firearm, whatever that may be. A person of ordinary intelligence could not proscribe their conduct to comply with the law. As a result, this court finds that the text of AB 286 does not provide fair notice of whatever it criminalizes. To this end, the court asked on multiple occasions during the oral argument on the motion for summary judgment what those terms as used in AB 286 mean. Tellingly, the defendants, which would be the state of Nevada in this case, could not in any manner explain their meaning. That's a slap down. I mean, that's a slap down. Hey, you guys can't tell me what you mean, so I'm throwing it out, boys. I thought that was, it was actually kind of amusing because it's usually not that clear cut in a court of law. So, will this decision be appealed? I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the state of Nevada appealing it at this time. And, it's always a problem when you try to say that something is partially made. I mean, how do you define that? Now, the ATF, in their regulatory decision, they said, well, you know, if the trigger group is not machined out, if that's just a solid piece, if where you normally would put the trigger, there's just solid metal and no holes or machining or anything, well, then it's not complete. And they have a couple other things, but they're much more specific than what this state law is slash was. Now, what the judge didn't get into, although to me it would happen in a federal case, is how would it be illegal to license private people from making their own guns at all? It's never been done in the U.S. It's never been required. So there's no historical precedent for saying you, as a private person who's not a commercial entity, can't make a gun, or if you do, you have to have a license to do it. It's just not been the law anywhere in the country since we've been a country. And what Heller and McDonald have said is, if the law hasn't any historical precedence, then it's restricting Second Amendment rights. It doesn't pass judgment. So we will see. Of course, people on the other side would differ. They'll say, well, that doesn't matter. That was then. This is now. Times are different. The Constitution has to evolve and change and grow. It's a living document. Well, I'm hoping that at least five people on the Supreme Court will say, no, it's a contractual piece of paper and ink. It doesn't reproduce or live or change. We can read it now just like it was read 200 years ago, 240 years ago, just about. It's not a living document. It is a contractual agreement between the states, the people, and the federal government. So that's how I view it. Seems pretty clear to cut to me.
Yeah. And, I mean, there is an easy way to make it. It is a living document if you want to go through the amendment process.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, there's provisions to make changes if they're needed. But the problem for the people on the left, the people who want to, they call themselves progressives, but they're actually regressives because they want to go back to the time when the state had absolute authority and the laws meant whatever the ruler said they meant at any particular time. And, you didn't have any rights to speak of. And that's where they want to go back to. But they have a hard time with it because now we've got things written down and people understand and they've seen it. And, you can't just change things. The biggest problem they have with the Second Amendment is the amendment process is clear. If they want to modify the Second Amendment or do away with it, they just have to get the votes to it.
Hang on right there. Talking to Dean Weingarten, as we do. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Exus Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Exus's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Exus has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Exus Sights. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Do you want, we're speaking with Dean Weingarten. We'll talk right into the break because I was too busy listening to him. Do you want to continue with that, or do you want to move on? Because you got some good stuff up here I want to get to.
Yeah, well, let me just say a little bit about the Nevada law.
Okay.
And the idea that Keller has put forward that long standing pro laws that essentially infringe on the Second Amendment are okay because they're long-standing. Well, I don't think that really flies. And the one justice who really, on the Supreme Court, said that doesn't make any sense is Clarence Thomas. He's my favorite Supreme Court justice. I think he's brilliant and, you know, one of the best defenders of the Constitution on the Supreme Court. You know, and the idea, well, okay, you know, it's an infringement, but it's really old. Therefore, we're going to let it fly. I think that's bad jurisprudence. And eventually, hopefully, we'll get to the point where the court will say, well, just because this is really old, you know, an old injustice is still an injustice. So that's about all I wanted to add on that. So
well,
we'll go on. What next do you want to go to?
Well, I want to hear about this. The Minnesota case, Weiss case dismissed the problem.
Oh, yeah.
With duty to retreat.
Yeah, that's a very interesting case, which is why I put up the update. The case actually was finished up a few months ago, but it started in 2018. And what happened, to bring people up to speed on the Weiss case, is that Alexander Weiss was driving, and the car in front of him, it was a slippery road. There was snow on the road, and he's in Rochester, Minnesota, which is not very far from, I think, Minneapolis. But anyway, depends on your perspective. But he sees this car in front of him spin around, and it goes into curb and stops. Now, later on, we find out that the people involved, some, let's say, teenagers with less than a absolute respect for the law, were doing this on purpose. And but he stopped to try to give them a hand. And then when he got out, they started confronting him and threatening him and just being pretty nasty. And so he had called the police, and he wanted, and by law, everybody was supposed to stay at the scene until the police got there. But the teenagers started being kind of threatening, and he went to his car, and he got a Glock pistol out. And then the teen said something, it's not even real or something, and they made as though they were going to try and take the pistol from him, and then started grabbing for it, and a bit of a struggle ensued, and he shot one of the teenagers and killed him. And the teen, you know, didn't have exactly the best record in the world. And the prosecutor decided to take this to court, and it went to a jury trial, and the first jury was split 9-3 to acquit. And then the prosecutor took this to the second trial, and it was split 8-4 or 7-5, wasn't quite clear. And then finally, they stopped prosecuting him and dropped the charges. Now, the reason that the jury was split, we learned later after the trial, was that Minnesota still has on the books a minority of states, I think it's about 14 out of 50, that have some form of a duty to retreat law. Now, they're not rigorous duty to retreat. Almost all the laws say that you have to retreat only if you can retreat in complete safety. But what the prosecutor made the argument in this case was that since Weiss had gone back to his car and retrieved the pistol, he could have just got into the car and locked the doors, form of retreat, and if he had never come back out, the deadly confrontation would never have happened. And some of the jurors apparently bought that argument, and so that's where the controversy came from. Now, several states have done away with the duty to retreat, and like I said, there's only 14 states that have some form of it left. And of the 14, half of those are in the same states which regularly infringe on Second Amendment rights by allowing public officials to deny carry permits based simply on their subjective judgment. So it's not too surprising that those seven states still have it. But it's more common in America, this not having a duty retreat, than almost anywhere else. Most places around the world, there more often is a requirement to retreat than in the U.S. in general. And it just comes from long-standing tradition in U.S. law going back to, I think it was about 1920 or maybe 1880. In that period, I forget the exact case, I've got it in my notes, where a judge, I think it was about 1920, said, you don't have to exercise considered cool judgment in the face of an upraised knife. And so our laws have changed. We used to have many more states with a duty to retreat than we have now. It seems to be changing a way so that eventually we will probably have very few, if any, states with a duty to retreat.
I've always wondered about that, because what if you wheelchairs, bad knees, old, got small children. A lot of reasons to not retreat. As a matter of fact, the window to actually be able to retreat is very narrow. But we're coming up on the next break, and these two articles that we've been discussing are lifted straight off the page at Ammoland.com. Now, Ammoland.com, I don't know where they ranked. Last year, they were in the top 1,000 websites in the world. I think they were 744, something like that. And when you are the most prolific writer, and you're the one that most people come to the site to see, like Dean is, then there's a claim that can be made that you're the biggest writer in the gun culture, which, Dean doesn't make that claim. Freddie Real does, though, the publisher of Ammoland. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden made remarks on Tuesday at the White House as the United States hits a one-day record of 1 million COVID cases amid the post-holiday season, the president touting his administration's testing efforts.
I'm tested. I know this remains frustrating. Believe me, it's frustrating to me. But we're making improvements. In the last 2 weeks, we've stood up federal testing sites all over the country. We're adding more each and every day.
Biden once again saying this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, although people who are vaccinated and boosted are testing positive for COVID. The global supply chain may be finally seeing some relief. A new gauge from the New York Fed Reserve released on Tuesday shows that global supply chain pressures may have peaked. This is USA Radio News. President Biden is once again nominating Harris County, Texas Sheriff Ed Gonzalez to become the Director of Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
Ed Gonzalez's initial nomination stalled in the Senate in April, so the sheriff will have to go through the nomination process again, including confirmation hearings before the Senate. He's been critical of the organization in the past. In his initial hearing, he was grilled by senators on why he would end a program allowing local law enforcement to partner with ICE, a tactic counteractive to what law enforcement at the southern border is trying to accomplish, but seemingly consistent with what the Biden administration is trying to do. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Criminal sexual harassment charges against former New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo are being dropped. Cuomo was accused of inappropriately touching a female aide at the executive mansion in Albany back in December 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we've been talking about the duty to retreat, but now let's go talk about, and are you done with the duty to retreat, sir?
I am.
Okay. Now let's go to, you know which one of your latest is my favorite. Tell me about this at bear attack.
This is a great, in my opinion, I really enjoyed reporting on this situation because, you know, over the years I've developed some sources, and so this is, I don't think this has been covered anywhere else. It was a private source that referred the people involved to me, and they were willing to talk about it and send me pictures, and so I think Ameland has kind of a scoop on this. But it took a little while because they're busy, and it's busy hunting season, you know, up until December. So, but back in September, the end of September, on September 27th, this guide, Tyler Barnard, was guiding a father-son pair of elk hunters, and in Wyoming, that's near Cody, and that's a few miles away from the southern border of Yellowstone Park. And rifle season had started. I thought it'd be bow season, but Tyler corrected me and said they have a rifle season that starts on the 20th of September. And the temperature in Cody was 85, so it was well above average. And that becomes important because they shot a very nice bull elk, and then they it ran further than they thought. It would, you know, ideally they drop in a couple hundred yards, but they followed the blood trail for about a mile. Wasn't any snow, and it dwindled, and the sun was going down, and they said just stop trying to track it for the day. Then they looked again the next day, the 28th, and they didn't find it, and they were very disappointed because it was a very nice bull. So the next day, they're out on a game trail in the area hunting. Then they smelled it. A hint of dead elk. Now, they couldn't see it, but they thought very likely it was the bull they had shot. And by law, they're required to take possession. Now, they left it. It was fairly thick stuff. A lot of blowdown, young pines, fairly steep slopes. So they left their horses, and they left the rifles on the horses, and they went through this moderately heavy stuff. They could see, 20 to 25 yards. The plan was to find the elk, pin it with a Garmin GPS, place their tag on it, and then they'd return back to base camp and send a recovery team in to salvage what they could. Now, the guide, Tyler, he had a 10-millimeter Glock Model 20 loaded with buffalo bore, 190-grain hard-cast bullets. The son of the hunter, of the son-father hunting pair, had a 45 ACP with a red dot sight, 15-round magazine, and hollow point plus P self-defense ammunition. And spare magazine. It appears the son was a pretty well-practiced competitor, and so he was a pretty good shot. So the hunters and Tyler had separated by about 10 to 15 yards to maximize their chance of finding the elk. I talked to Tyler, and he was describing to me what happened. He had just crossed over a large deadfall. The top of the log was about 3 feet off the ground. And then he heard the son say, calmly and distinctly, "Hey, there's a bear!" The son had seen the bear about 20 yards out. Tyler looked back, and all this was happening quickly, remember, and he saw the bear in full charge at the hunters from about 15 yards and immediately said, "Shoot it!" Now, many things happened the next few seconds. People back at the base camp said the sequence of shots took about 15 seconds. Now, to the participants, it seemed a lot longer. There's what you call the tachypsychia effect, where when you're under deadly threat, it's very common for people to perceive time as slowing down. And it seems like you're moving really slowly, but in actuality, you're moving faster than you ever have before. It's just that your mind is operating so fast that it seems like things are slowing down. Now, the son with the 45 and the hollow point both fired the first shot. And Tyler believes it hit the bear between the eyes about an inch high. But the problem with that is if the bear is coming right at you and the nose is pointed at you, the eyes on a bear tend to be about level with the top of the brain case. So if you hit above a line between the eyes, and you're going to miss the skull entirely. And there's flesh and there's fat and muscle and hide and hair above that line, but there isn't hardly any skull. And Tyler afterwards poked his finger into the hole, and he could feel the skull below his finger, but the bullet never touched the skull. It's really a rather remarkable shot, but unfortunately, it was about an inch and a half too high. An inch and a half or 2 inches lower, and that would have been the end of it. That 45 bullet, even a hollow point, would have gone right up the nose into that nose channel that practically guides the bullet right into the brain, and that would have been it. But it wasn't. It never touched the skull. The bear was probably slightly slowed, and he kept coming. Now, the father had bear spray, and he deploys the bear spray. And the bear blasted right through the cloud of bear spray with no visible effect. In fact, the breeze kind of eddied around, and some of the spray came back in the eyes of the three men. Fortunately, it wasn't enough to disable Tyler or the son, keep them from shooting. Now, when Tyler hopped over the deadfall to come back toward the hunters, he started to run toward the hunters, and his path was roughly parallel to the bear, but separated by about 10 yards. The son kept on shooting. Tyler believed he shot about 6 shots by the time he reached a little opening in the trees where he could see the bear off to the side. You know, they're running kind of parallel. And he was able to fire 3 shots through this opening in the trees. And he says he hit the bear 3 times in the rib cage. Now, those shots are going to kill that bear. It's just that it takes a little while for a long shot to kill a bear. It can take anywhere from seconds to minutes for a long shot to kill a bear. So the bear was dead on its feet, but it didn't know it yet. Now, Tyler remembers he's under tachycycia by now, and everything seems to be moving slowly. And he could see the slide on his Glock coming back with every shot. He could see the brass ejecting. But he couldn't hear his own shots. That's kind of interesting. But he heard the shot of the son shooting.
Hang on there for me, if you would, Dean. We're coming up on the last break. This article, straight off the page of Ammoland.com, likes. More than 1,900 others just like it. That's waiting for you there. Written by Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Last time on the firing line, this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, we have been discussing this latest bear attack where at least these guys took guns with them to hunt and to defend themselves. And it seems like they had a third guy looking out.
Yes, and they had bear spray, too. It's just that the bear spray didn't seem to have any effect. And what we see is that in a fair number of cases, especially with committed aggressive bears, the bear spray doesn't have much effect. They just blow through it. And in this case, well, I can finish up the story because we left it where the bear is charging these people and they're shooting at it with pistols. And the guide was a little bit away, Tyler, his name, and he was trying to get back closer to his hunters so he could protect them. And the bear had already been hit a few times. So it probably was slowed down. I'm pretty sure it was. I don't think Tyler would have been able to get back to help in the defense more if the bear had been operating at full speed, because they move pretty fast. So I think it had to be slowed down a little by the hit that it was taking from the son of the father-son hunting team, even if his .45 with hollow point ammunition wasn't making deep penetration. And so Tyler, while the bear is starting to come back, he fires a couple more shots at it while he's on the run, and he gets back to within a few feet of the son, and the bear is still coming. And Tyler remembers that he and the hunter's son just shot and shot and shot. Now, each of them had a pistol with 15-round magazine. And this is the first case I've ever heard of it happening. But the son was very practiced at reloading, and he finished one magazine and did a speed reload while Tyler was still shooting. So this first case I know of where somebody was able to successfully reload while a bear was charging them. And so as the bear got within 10 feet, its speed had slowed quite a bit. And Tyler was concentrating on chest shots, and he thinks that he broke one or both shoulders of the bear. And at this point, the bear veered hard right into a tree and went down, and Tyler took a step forward, and with his 10 millimeter, he shot twice through the skull, through the brain, and finished the bear, and it was ended right there. The distance was 5 feet. And they got a picture of the bear that they sent in, and what they had was a couple of people from the Montana and a Wyoming Fish and Game, and showed up later. But they what those people were able to do was a field necropsy, not a complete one, but to try to figure out, you know, how they had stopped the bear, where it had been hit. All of the shots were in the front half of the bear. And Tyler was pretty sure that the .45 was the one that was just above the eyes because of the angle of the shot. It was right. The bear was the furthest away, and it, you know, the angle would have been different if that hit had come when they were close in. And they found two of the plus P-45 hollow points were recovered under the hide in the fat. There's a lot of fat on the bear, and it acted kind of like armor. And it's partly the angle, too. If you can imagine that if you hit near the side of the neck, near the front of the neck, and then it goes under the hide going downward toward the chest cavity, it has to go through a fair amount of fat before it reaches anything vital. So, you know, from the front, not crosswise. And so they did not follow all of the wound tracks, so they don't know for sure just what shot did what. And it was hit so many times that the investigator gave up after counting 16 holes. Now, it was a known bear. It had a number tattooed on its lip and had been handled before. It was, according to the investigator and the Wyoming fish and game biologist there, it was about 500 to 600 pounds. It was a pretty good-sized bear. I mean, it's not like those monster grizzlies you get on the coast. But a 500 or 600-pound bear is a pretty big bear. Now, Tyler thought that his shot with the buffalo bullets were the only effective shot. But I'm a little hesitant to agree with him, because if the son had not been shooting, there's a good chance that bear would have been on them a lot faster. And so I think he at least slowed the bear down. And because we don't know exactly the dynamics of each shot, because they didn't check the wound channel on every shot, and they didn't collect the bullets, so they don't know for sure which bullet made which hole in all of them, some of those 45 bullets could have been deadly. And for a 45 hollow point, pretty common to see penetrations of, you know, 11 to 13 inches. And some of those might have got to the lungs. We just don't know. And like I said, the very first shot, if it had just been an inch and a half, 2 inches lower, that would have ended the fight right there. But, you know, that's what happened. And one of the reasons to talk about that it's a good idea to have, you know, lots of rounds in a magazine that you can use. I mean, if ever there was a case that argued for having standard capacity magazines and semi-automatic pistols to defend against bears, this is it. I mean, they fired over 30 shots. They fired at least 31 shots. Well, I think they were pretty certain about that because they both had 15-round magazines. And it seems very likely to me that the son got off at least one shot after he changed magazine, which is a remarkable thing in itself. So the investigation was done. They did find the elk. The bear had found the elk, too, and the elk carcass was partly consumed and partly covered up by the bear. But there wasn't anything that they couldn't have known that the bear was there. It, the first time they saw it, it was charging full out at them. And so it was a successful defense against bears, and it's becoming more and more of a problem in Wyoming. And Tyler, that's one of the reasons that he was willing to go public with this story, is they have a real problem with grizzlies in the area in Wyoming. The professional people who make decisions about whether the bears are recovered or not say, yeah, they're recovered in this area. We've met our goals, and we should open it up to hunting so that we can manage the bear population. But because of pressure from other people, people that generally don't have a stake in the game, they're from outside the area, and they don't want bears killed no matter how much sense it makes. And so they have been able to stop Montana or Wyoming for putting a season on grizzly bears in order to keep the numbers in check. And how we will be able to overcome this is difficult to know, but they did manage to put a open season on wolves in the area for the first time this year. So we'll see how that happened. How that will be applied.
Let me get you to hold up. We have run out of time. Well over 1,900 articles await you from Dean Weingarten at Ammoland. In addition to that, it's the biggest website of its kind on the planet. So it's well worth your time to go look there. The industry news, the kind of stuff Dean writes about, the politics, the reviews, it's all there. Ammoland.com. Sir, thank you very much for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
As for the rest of you, back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.